Welcome to this edition of our His Show podcast, His Five, as we continue our 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today we're going to be talking about the word focus. And so we have a longer opening scripture today, but it really opens up what we're trying to talk about. It's Deuteronomy 8, 12 through 14. That's Deuteronomy 8, 12 through 14. And it says, when you eat and are full and build beautiful houses to live in, and your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold multiply, and everything else you have increases, be careful that your heart does not become proud, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the place of slavery. So I speak a lot about staying faithful and focused during adversity, and talk a lot about staying close to God during tough seasons, mundane seasons, tragedy, and disappointment. But what happens when we experience success? What do we do then? What do we do when we get the job that we want, or make the money that we need, or win the big game, or see the healing that we prayed for, or experience a great year of business or a fruitful season of ministry? Sometimes a season of success can reveal more about our flaws deep in our heart than a season of adversity. How do we handle it? You know, I believe the answer lies in our focus. The verse we just read was written to the Israelites as they prepared to possess the land God promised them. He knew that they tended to drift from him when they experienced prosperity. God remains faithful, but we can drift during prosperity just like the Israelites if we lose focus. The key is to focus more on the Creator than the created. Just like seasons of adversity bring us to our knees in dependence, seasons of success should bring us to our knees in gratitude. In Luke chapter 5, after a long night of unsuccessful fishing, Jesus told Peter and his crew to let their nets down in a different spot. When they did, they caught so many fish that their nets began to break. They needed help to haul all the fish in because they weighed so much that it would sink the boat. This was undoubtedly a memorable catch for Peter. So how did he respond? Did he immediately go to shore to start selling his catch for profit? No. Instead, he immediately fell at Jesus' knees. Peter worshiped in response to this miraculous provision because he had the right focus. His focus was on the source of the provision, not the provision. So today, I want us to work on renewing our focus. Let's let the seasons of success turn our focus back to the source of the success, which is God. Not just the success. Because when you think about it, our Creator is worthy of worship, not the created. So we'll leave you today with verse Romans 1:25. It says, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served what has been created instead of the Creator, who is praised forever. Amen. So when you experience that success, let it turn you back on your knees in gratitude to God for the one that created it, not worshiping the success itself. Make that a practice. Make that a routine. Grow closer to God. See you next time.